Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you gotta flip it. I don't know. Maybe you gotta do it. The other side. We're getting ready to start here. Gonna do some fantasy football talk for week one. Get ready to go. Obviously, people are excited about their lineups. Players had people in yesterday. You know, if you had people in on the Thursday night games, we'll talk about that. We'll talk maybe a little recap. And then we have a lot of information for you about this week. I said, as always, feel free to call in. It's 516-418-5566. If you have fantasy questions, we'll also be bringing on a couple of fantasy sports experts for that stuff. To get you DraftKings information, to get you other information like that. Do we want to do a giveaway again? Or?
Sure.
If you guys want to share our broadcast, then you just have to swipe right or left on the iPhone. We'll do a money giveaway if you retweet and share the broadcast. So feel free to get that going. That way we can get our word out to a couple more people. That's always helpful. So. We'll kind
Wait
of just...
Wait a second for my Periscope.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Feel free to share. Again, as always, we have a site, dff-mj.com. You can check us out there, where we do a lot of information about... We've been really doing well with MLB, and now we're excited about football season. Get more people involved in that. I think a lot more people are interested. So, again... Feel free, just kind of as we kick off the show, 516-418-5566. We'll be going for a couple, about a half hour here where we're talking just straight fantasy football. Excited about this year coming up. And, we actually got a call in already. So we'll start taking those in a minute or so. We're pretty hyped up about it. I personally, from last night's game, Trevor Siemian, I thought, looked pretty good. He made a couple mistakes and he paid for them. I think he was told to take chances when under pressure because I think they knew that he'd be under pressure quite a bit. Carolina's defense is really good. Their linebackers are very good. They gave him a lot of confusing fronts. And obviously he was going to be put under a little bit of pressure. So I think he made some mistakes when under pressure, but it's not something I didn't expect from a young quarterback. As far as he's concerned, the offense looks fluid. I thought they looked better than they looked last year. Later in the year when Peyton's arm looked practically dead. So that's a good sign for Denver. Carolina looked pretty good as well. Obviously, disappointing night for them. I think they're going to come away with the win. So, but you know, that's kind of how it goes.
Having issues with.
You're good. All right,
cool.
All right, so we're going to start it off. You want to take a call?
Go ahead, take a call.
All right, we'll take a call.
Excited about NFL. We're getting ready to start off a new season. What's up, guys?
All right, so we'll take this call. It's a 615 number. 615, can you tell us your name?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. I can hear you. Can you just tell us your name?
Hi, I'm Liam in Tennessee.
Hey, Liam, go ahead and just ask us what your fantasy question is. We'll ask any questions back, and then we'll give you a good answer. So let's go.
Sure. So I have a lot of wide receivers on one team. I have Allen Robinson, Demaryius Thomas, Tyler Lockett, Rashad Matthews, and Devin Funchess. I originally picked up Devin Funchess in the 15th because I heard a lot of rumors out of training camp that Kelvin Benjamin was not going to be ready for this season. Or at least not up to speed, but after watching last night's game, him and Cam seem to have picked off like right where they left off. Funchess only got like one catch for 9 yards. So it looks like he's going to be the number one wide receiver, and of course they have Greg Olsen, and I've heard that it's always a bad idea to have a third receiver on your team. So should I drop him for Mohamed Sanu?
Yeah, I would drop him for Mohamed Sanu.
Is it a PPR league?
No, standard.
Standard league?
Yeah, I'd probably drop him.
Yeah, I'd still drop him.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go with him. And if you already have that many receivers, if there's also a running back available. I said Marshawn Lynch yesterday. I doubt he's still available, but if he is, you might want to check out a running back too. But, yeah, no, I would go away from him.
How many receivers do you start on your team?
Let me see my team right now. I have Marvin Jones, Deshaun Watson, Allen Robinson, Rashard Matthews, Demaryius Thomas, and Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, I'd go away from him.
Yeah, definitely go away from him.
All right, thank you for calling in. Good luck to you this week and for the rest of the year. Thanks. We'll take one more call real quick. We got a 757 number. 757, can you tell us your name?
Hey, this is Ethan.
Hey, Ethan, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
Doing great.
Go ahead and tell us your fantasy question. We'll try to give you a good answer.
Okay, so we just started our league, obviously, and I have a guy that's trying to offer me Doug Martin and Antonio Brown for A.J. Green and Adrian Peterson. What do you guys think?
Wow.
Martin and Antonio Brown
for A.J. Green and AP?
Yep.
That's
yeah.
Quite a trade right. Again, is this a PPR league?
Yeah.
It is? And you have Doug Martin?
No. I'll be getting Doug Martin and Antonio Brown in return for AP and Adrian.
You'd be giving up Green and AP?
Yeah.
I think you're giving up too much.
I'm going to go away from that. I would go just because of Antonio Brown's reception numbers. But
yeah, he's a big Pittsburgh freak.
Yeah, I'm a Pittsburgh freak.
I know we're confusing you more. In my opinion, I think Sims gives Martin a run for his money. AP is solid as can be, and Green is going to have a blow-up year. So I think you're giving up two quality guys for one really obviously the best receiver in football and Doug Martin. So I don't pull the trigger on that.
Okay.
I didn't think I was going to. I was like, I'm not sure. I should probably ask somebody for that.
All right.
Maybe counter him. See if he'll throw in a little bit more. You know, you're right there. You're close, but I can't see it. I mean.
Yeah. And I already have. I mean, it's an 18 league, so everybody's a star. So I have. I already have McCoy and Charles too. With.
Yeah. 18 league.
So.
I mean, I don't. Doug Martin. Plays and that, I mean, you're really giving it for Antonio Brown, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's basically AP.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Good luck, man.
We'll take Draft Bird right now. We're gonna kind of dive into the DFS aspect.
So we're gonna bring Draft Bird on. He's one of our companies that we grade. So why don't you tell everybody what we do exactly?
Yeah. So basically, what we do is we take some of the advisor sites in the industry. And then from that, we grade how well those sites are doing. So that's kind of how we run. We want to keep websites accountable, see how well they're doing. And as of late, they've been doing really well on the MLB side of things. Now we're going to dive into the football side of things, and hopefully they continue their success there.
And if you sign up free on our website, all of our stuff is free. It's dfs-mj.com. We link you with all the people that we grade, all the professionals we grade. So on a monthly basis, at the end of each month for MLB, we graded each service to see how well they performed. We're going to do that as well in football, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah. So.
Why don't you put them on?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and get Draft Bird on here. Draft Bird.
Hey guys.
You there?
Hey.
How
you doing, man?
Hey, good. Hope you guys are having a good Friday. Getting ready for some football action this Sunday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very excited.
So what we were going to have him do, we were going to have you give us a hot play at quarterback, running back, and receiver, and then also give us a sleeper DraftKings play on the slate. That's a cheaper price guy that you're looking at. So if you want to dive right into that, you can give us the quarterback first. So.
Well, my quarterback, I'm straying away from some of those elite options. You know, a lot of people, they like their Rodgers, but I'm not in on that this week. I'm going to go with Derek Carr. I feel like he's going to be a popular play, but that's not going to stop me. The Saints are absolutely horrific. We all know that their defense is historically just terrible, and they are so fun to pick on because you know that they are never going to do anything good. So the Saints are terrible. That's one plus there for Carr. The Raiders, they improved that offensive line this offseason. And, of course, Carr and Amari Cooper, those two have they're really emerging as one of the best young duos in the league. I would love to pair them up this week in DraftKings or FanDuel, whichever you play on. The only one thing I would be a little concerned with Carr, he's going against Dennis Allen, his former coach. He's now the Saints defensive coordinator. So there could be something there. Sean Payton downplayed that when he was asked that. But, of course, you know, that's part of the business. He's not going to be giving away his plans here. Like I said, he's cheaper than most of those top options, and I think he's got the ability to be the top quarterback on this slate. So at quarterback, I'm going to be running with Derek Carr.
Gotcha.
At running back.
What?
At running back.
Correct.
Oh, hold on.
Curious.
So for running back, you know, as a Dolphins fan last season, I was very upset when they let Lamar Miller walk, and I feel like he's going to absolutely dominate in Houston. He's my top play at running back this week. You know,
gotcha.
During his time down here in Miami, he showed great potential, great speed back. He was a fringe top 10 running back for a while, and they really underutilized him. He was getting around 10 carries a game maybe, and he was still posting elite numbers, especially when he got his big carries. I can remember that Monday night game against the Giants. Fantastic performance when they gave him a solid workload in that first half. Chicago ranked in the bottom five last season in rushing yards allowed. They're an improved defense. They got a nice front seven, but they are banged up a little bit. There's a lot of injuries there. And the Texans absolutely love Lamar Miller. This was one of their big rebuild pieces, one of their franchise cornerstones now. And I think they're going to try to get him going real early, show everyone what they've got in him. I think Lamar Miller will have a huge game against the Bears. And for my top receiver play,
By the way, he's 7,000 on DraftKings, and Derek Carr is 7,300, just in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sorry that I don't have prices there.
Okay.
For my top wide receiver play, I'm not even leaving the Houston Texans team. I'm going with DeAndre Hopkins as my top receiver play. If we dive into the Bears injury report here, we've got Kyle Fuller. He has a knee injury. Tracy Porter is coming off of a concussion, and Bryce Callahan has a groin issue. Those are the three of their top corners there, all banged up. Hopkins, of course, last season was an absolute animal. He had over 1,500 receiving yards, I believe 11 touchdowns, and he had 111 receptions. That's a lot of receptions. Of course, on DraftKings, where you get that PPR factor, and on FanDuel, you get, I believe it's 0.5 on FanDuel for receptions. DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, you look at this guy, you can tell he's gifted. He's a special player. He posts incredible numbers. And with this incredibly banged-up Bears secondary, I think he's going to be huge, especially when he's trying to build up a new repertoire with Brock Osweiler. He's going to be looking to him early, trying to impress the coaches.
All right.
What sleeper? Do you have a player kind of under the radar, maybe lower price player that you're looking at?
Well, a lot of the, of course, a lot of the, and I can't, you know, blame anyone for this, but a lot of the focus for sleepers this week, I've heard a main base group of guys. You got your Spencer Ware, you got Tajay Sharp, if you like Rishard Matthews too. So those are going to be some very popular plays, I think, because of the price. I'm going to be a little unconventional with this one. This might not be a very popular play at all, but because not too many people love the concept of a two tight end set, something like this. But a big play for me this weekend, I think, is going to be Jason Witten. What a lot of people aren't really – no one really talks about Jason Witten. He's not the most exciting name out there. But he's always a consistent PPR threat. And, of course, Romo's out. You got the young Dak Prescott coming in here. He's going to be looking to check down a lot, and he's got the big man in Witten. They hooked up for a very nice touchdown earlier in the preseason. He's a huge red zone target, Witten, and the Giants struggle against tight ends last season. He's cheaper. I know not a lot of people are going to be using two tight ends. Maybe if you even just want to put Witten as your one tight end and go with another sleeper or so at flex, but I think Jason Witten will have a big week against the Giants.
Awesome.
Okay, so you're Derek Carr, Lamar Miller, Carr 7,300, Miller 7,000, Hopkins 8,800, and Witten as a $4,100 price tag on DraftKings against the Giants.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And appreciate you jumping on. We'd like to do some advertising for you. could tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, that'd be great.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on, guys. I always love coming on these. Basically, on Twitter is where I do the bulk of my work now. I just cut a lot of work in direct messaging, trying to make it a personal experience, free fantasy advice. I don't charge like most of those sites. I'm just, you know, here to help out the Daily Fantasy community. So just follow me on Twitter at DraftPertDFS. My site is DraftPert.blogspot.com. We're going to be starting that up mainly. Again, we don't do as much work on the website. We're more focused on the Twitter side of things. But, yeah, that's where you can find me. And thanks for having me on, guys.
Great. Excellent job in baseball. We look forward to working with you in football. And have a great first week of the NFL.
All right. Thank you, guys. You too. Good luck.
Take care. Thank you.
Sure. All right, we'll take another phone call here. We got some fantasy questions coming in. I saw some on Periscope if you want to ask. But we got a 917 number. 917, can you tell us your name?
Yeah, my name is Kurt, a.k.a. Soka in Sports at Twitter. And
awesome.
I'm glad
all
to
right.
see you guys back on Periscope. I really appreciated your earlier Periscopes when it came to baseball season back in the spring and early summer.
Excellent.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, John's away at college, so we're trying to get him down to South Florida a little more to do these. So hopefully we can do it on a basis.
Yeah.
And so, I'm a college man, too, trying to pay my tuition with DFS.
Hey, stick with us. We did well on baseball, so hopefully we're helping you guys out.
Yeah.
I've got a two-part question. First question is, when using the flex position in a GPP for DraftKings, which one was the safer bet? Would you go with a running back or a wide receiver?
So I would go for a wide receiver. On GPP, you're supposed to try to, in my opinion, you're supposed to try to pick players you don't think that a lot of people are going to be playing, because obviously you're trying to go for tournament wins. It's going to be a lot more probable that you're going to have running backs started in any lineup because
and running backs are probably more predictable. So
yeah.
In a GPP, yeah, you really want to go receiver to try to grab that guy that's going to blow up.
Yeah, and obviously if you can get someone cheaper, because obviously everybody's going to continue with the same. You have to fill in two running backs. You have to fill in three receivers.
Right.
If you can get a cheaper who you think blows up, and also the thing I'd look for mainly is if you're trying to really know exactly what you're going to get from a guy, where you're not totally risking it. Look for someone who you think is going to at the very least, if he's not going to explode, he's going to have a bunch of catches, at least in DraftKings. So, I'd go wide receiver. You have potentially three options on every team. Obviously, you don't want to play a third option every week, but, if it comes down to that, it's not the worst thing in the world, especially if you can get it on a good team and at a cheap price. So I would go with a receiver because, A, percentage is going to be lower, and, B, the opportunity to explode. But and also the third reasoning would come from, at cheaper running back options most of the time, not this week, but cheaper running back options most of the time are going to be guys who get 5 to 10 touches or carries. If you have a receiver that gets 5 to 10 touches, those are likely catches, and, that's a point.
Did you have a receiver in mind or a running back specifically for this weekend you were looking at?
I wouldn't want to give away my GPP place for free, but I was thinking more along the lines of a weak secondary, like, say, on Sunday's late slate, a weak secondary, who just released an injury report that their safeties hurt and their corners hurt. So,
gotcha. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
With that, I think you're on the right track.
A golden guy or, a guy that played on the Cardinals in his rookie season. I was thinking about those guys for GPP plays for the flex role.
I think you're on the right track there.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's got two questions.
Yeah, my bad.
My second question is, how much do you factor in Vegas lines when choosing a defense, special teams?
To me, that's the most important thing. I mean, I think that's a huge factor. I mean, Vegas lines are generally pretty on point. So, that's definitely a good guideline to go by for defenses. What do you think, John?
I would look at that. I would also look at just turnover potential in general. I'm looking at the Browns this weekend because a lot of times when rookie quarterbacks first come in, especially if they weren't entirely prepared to start, you know, it might not be a bad place to go. If you play against the Vikings, it's not bad either. But, yeah, no, I mean, I factor that in. We definitely factored that in a lot in baseball season when we were looking at pitchers. So I guess along that mindset would be kind of how many points are they going to give up and then playing based on that. That's kind of what we went with. How many points are they going to give up as a pitcher in baseball season? So, yeah, I think it's something to look at.
All right, thank you guys very much. I appreciate you taking my call. Have a good one.
All right, thanks.
You too,
thanks.
Man. Best of luck to you.
Yes.
I don't know. You want to get him on? Not sure.
Or we'll take 347.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a 347 number. Go ahead, say your name.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. Yeah, feel free to
yeah,
ask.
Yeah, I spoke to him for a little while ago. I just wanted to get your opinion on my team.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Just read off your team really quickly, and then we'll kind of grade it too.
Draft manager, Harris, too. Now, call us in the next couple of minutes. We'll get you on.
So I got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. I got Matt Forte at my first running back, and because Le'Veon Bell is suspended. I have Charles Sims as my second running back this week.
Mm-hmm.
I have Lloyd, Sammy Watkins, Delani Walker, Danny Woodhead, Chris Boswell, and the Broncos defense. And then on my bench, I have Charkandrick West, Darren Sproles, Victor Cruz, Jimmy Graham, Steve Smith, and Sammy Coates.
How many teams is this, and is it a PPR league?
It's a standard league, and there's 12 teams.
Oh, for 12 teams, that's pretty dang good.
Yeah, I think your starting lineup looks solid with Rodgers, Forte. Sims will be fine. He'll get some playing time. I can't think of anywhere I'd go elsewhere, would you, on the bench?
No, the only thing I would try maybe, if you can find out if I don't know if Mike Wallace is available in your league, but you have Steve Smith. So it might not be a bad way to add. It definitely looks good for a 12 team. I mean, the fact that you have Rodgers and two solid running backs is pretty dang good. I like the pick of Le'Veon Bell. If you can somehow get D'Angelo Williams, I would even go ahead and swap in a non-PPR league. Swapping Woodhead for D'Angelo wouldn't be a bad move if you can try to get that done. Because you're going to get a lot. You're probably going to get, honestly, more points in terms of above replacement. So in the first 4 weeks, D'Angelo will be numbers-wise, a lot higher than Sims will probably be, in my opinion, in a standard league. If you can get him for Woodhead, I don't think you're losing a ton in this type of league from Woodhead to Sproles he has on the bench, right?
Sproles, yeah.
Or any of your receivers. I mean, honestly, going forward, I'd probably go with, once he's completely healthy.
Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, I'd go Jimmy Graham
at
flex. I mean, I don't see why not. If Cruz somehow comes back.
I'm high on Jimmy Graham, too, this year. I think people are sleeping on him.
Yeah,
I think he's
going to have a good year this year. But I was also wondering, because this week I'm starting Sims, I was thinking maybe Charkandrick West might be a better choice to go with.
Yeah, I would wait and see how that plays out this week, because if it's going to be Spencer Ware heavy, I would probably – I mean, either way you're taking a risk. I mean, you're going to be risking it either way. But I would wait and see what that – because they're saying Charkandrick's a little bit banged up too. If they're trying to preserve their running backs, they might just go Spencer Ware heavy. If they do that, then you're risking it a little bit going there. But it's not a bad play. I don't think anybody against Sims is a bad play. But we're going to have to let you go. Thanks for calling in. I'm probably – if I'm going to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 – I'd probably give it about an 8 in a 12-team league.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
So, all right, thanks for calling in and enjoying the show. Good luck. All right, we got draft manager calling in.
To baseball here.
Yeah, draft manager, are you there?
I am here. How's it going, guys?
What's going on?
We're good. We're ready for football season. You guys ready for some DFS? I heard you doing some year-long talk there.
Yeah, we're
jacked up. We're ready. We're ready.
Yeah, we are.
We wanted to say – out of all of our advisors last month, a draft manager performed the best.
By a lot.
By a lot on an average. Why don't you go ahead and get in these.
Yeah, I'll just give out the numbers quick. So basically what we do, we rank 7 sites. The highest was draft manager at 116.56 points. on an average. That's not throughout the entirety of the month. That's through the month days that we graded. So I think that's 23 days that we graded. And then DFS held came in second place in 10. And then it really kind of – and then it went DFS Engineer 108 and down from there. One of the more popular – well, really popular Fantasy Alarm 104. You have RotoWire at 100.
So good job.
Yeah, great. Excellent job. 116.
Thank you guys very much.
We'd like to go over some plays that you got for this week. We got 4 minutes left on our broadcast, so if you would jump right.
I'll zip through it. I guess week one, I think, is all about trying to make sure you minimize the risk. There's going to be a lot of new players out there. I don't think you have to do anything that's super sneaky or special or anything like that. The first guy that's going to be, I think it'll be chalk for most pros, is going to be Dak Prescott. He's $5,000 on FanDuel and DraftKings. Obviously, the pricing came before anything came out and Romo was injured or anything like that. But at $5,000, I've read they're going to run the read option quite a bit. So he's got the upside of, the best offensive line in football with Dallas and, the possibility of picking up some rushing yards and maybe a rushing touchdown at quarterback. At other positions, I think on DraftKings, Taj Sharp for Tennessee is going to be a nice little sneaky play. He's $3,000. He was a fifth-round pick out of UMass last year. He should be solid. They got rid of Beckham Green and Hunter, and so I think there's not going to be a lot of options for Marietta to throw to week one. So I think he's going to be good. Other than that, when you plug in a $3,000 guy and a $5,000 guy, the other running back is Spencer Ware from Kansas City. Jamaal Charles is going to be out, and they're going to rush the ball all over San Diego week one. He's $4,400 on DraftKings, $5,400 on FanDuel. You plug in those three guys, and you can basically get anyone else you want. Antonio Brown should be highly targeted, and Julio Jones. I think guys like that you kind of plug in. At the other running back, I like Todd Gurley a lot. I think they just run all over San Francisco. A lot of people are on David Johnson. I'm a little concerned just with the fact that I know they like some of the backups there. Ellington could take a little bit of his thunder, but I think Gurley's going to be a nice, safe top-end option there at running back. So
we're looking kind of Gurley, Dak. Yeah, so basically your strategy.
Basically, you looked at our cheat sheet, I think.
Nah.
Can you see through the phone because we've got our lineup?
Yeah,
I think it's going to be that. You plug in, Dak, and you plug in Spencer Ware, and you plug in Taj Sharp, and you can kind of go wherever you want. One of the lower-end GPP guys that I think is going to be interesting is an AJ Green. He's up against Darrell Revis, but Revis really struggled at the end of last year. They don't have Tyler Eifert, and he was already at, like, 8 targets a game last year. I think he could be a lower-end GPP, especially on FanDuel. He's in the same price range as the other guys that I think will be higher owned. I kind of like Sammy Watkins for a GPP again. I think he'll be low-owned this week and have some upside. Kobe Fleener at tight end, you're kind of looking to go against the Saints or the Raiders, the Raiders defense, which I think they've improved their secondary. Both their corners are upgraded, but their linebackers are still really weak, and that's a really high, Drew Brees loves to throw to his tight end. He had Jimmy Graham there, and even Ben Watson had some big games there last week. So I think Kobe Fleener will be a nice, safe tight end option this week that's fairly cheap.
Thanks. We're down to almost a minute. So why don't you tell everyone exactly how they can reach out to Draft Manager?
Yeah, we're at draftmanager.com. We've got an optimizer. I know a lot of sites have optimizers. We behind A Baby Girl on FanDuel, who's, a top 20 ranked DFS player in the world. We actually give out our exact lineups that we play every single day. And I know a lot of other sites, they sell their lineups and you might see their lineups in dollar GPPs. We play these for several thousand dollars, five figures every single night. So you're getting the exact same lineups that we give out, not just the name behind it, but we literally give out the same lineups every single night. So yeah, draftmanager.com, and we've got optimizers, we've got tracking software, we've got everything. So come along and I appreciate the plug today, guys.
All right.
Okay, great.
Thanks for being
good
on.
Good luck. Have
great.
A great week one.
Yeah, definitely. And great job so far. Thanks for being on. That's going to be pretty much it for the broadcast. So we appreciate
it. Hopefully John
everybody.
Comes back next week
yeah.
and we can keep this rolling.
Yep. Thanks everybody for checking us out, and good luck week one.
Excellent.